yesterday, Ham treated us, well, treated everybody else, to a lovely song creation that he made.
I'd call it a masterpiece.
It was definitely a creative endeavor, for sure.
Like, I'd like to see, you know how Metallica did that concert with a symphony? I'd like to see the full orchestra, choir, everybody performing.
Got a couple days of filling in.
Got some connections, maybe we can make that happen.
Well, this morning, Ham has another piece of song to present to us.
Yes, so DJ and I, for those that don't listen on the weekends, we work on Work in Progress, Sundays 9 to noon with Justin Montemayor. We also serve at the behest of the Hardline. One of those Hardline members is one Dave Lane. Good
indeed.
Dude.
Great
I believe
dude.
He goes on vacation in a day or two. Dave has a problem. I'm not breaking any news here.
Dave's got several problems. Dave's got a lot going on.
Yes.
Like Dave.
Yes, that's accurate.
Dave, I'll walk away sometimes and think, I thought I had stuff going on. Dave's got stuff going on constantly.
And one of that stuff going on constantly with him is he's got a backside issue.
This may be the most mystifying thing he has going on that I've heard.
I'll play a snippet in a moment of the latest incident, but Dave has referenced this quite a bit. It's not a one-off. Accidents happen with the backside with Dave, and we love him for it. It happens more often than not.
He once told the story of the grape cluster of hemorrhoids that he's got on his butt, or had on his butt that had to be removed.
He spoke on air once about it jokingly, the backside hell he made left an imprint on his credit card numbers. The shard of turn is what they referred to it.
He's treated us to the audio collection of his flatulence and his son's.
Yep. He also spoke about an incident once about this a pre-show get-together where he ate ribs and it messed up his tummy so bad. And then also last week during White Elephant, he detailed another instance where he had another accident in public, which I will play now.
So I feel things are progressing,
right.
But I feel like I still have time. I feel like the seal has not been broken, right?
Mm.
And so I'm walking, I get out of the aisle, I'm walking across the front of the store, and I feel something tumble down the back of my leg.
Dear God.
Wait, how... Do you just remain dilated at all times?
No, he has no feeling back there anymore.
Why not?
It's very much the open bag of leaves.
There's no chance. There's not a chance in hell you didn't know that that happened.
How do you have no sensation?
I thought that it was still up in there.
Like, what are you... is wrong with you?
So I'm wearing joggers. So... That, you know, they're tight to the ankles. But
oh, God.
And it caught up in...
So I immediately park the shopping cart, grab Wells, and the bathroom is right there. So I run to the bathroom, and fortunately it was vacant. I get in there with Wells, I lock the door, and then I'm trying to understand what I'm up against, because I...
You're hesitant to peel off...
I turn...
Because you don't want to see the carnage.
I turn the elastic...
You want to enjoy your last few moments of innocence.
And a clump falls on
you. You need surgery on your butt.
Now we love Dave.
Donnie is accurate, by the way. There needs to be some tightening up back there.
He told that story during White Elephant. We love Dave, and as Daddy can attest, to show love here on the station, we like to write songs about that person. Like we said yesterday... I'm on a songwriting kick. So, Dave, this song is dedicated to you and your butt.
Going old school.
Oh, yeah. The first line made me think of this entire song. You'll see why. Very long intro.
No kidding.
Right, get to it.
Here we go.
Stuck inside Dave's colon. Building lots of pressure.
never trusting pre-show.
The ham harmonizers.
Ribs again. A doo-doo in bottom. Doo-doo.
Very childish. Oh, and if you like ham harmonizers, buckle up.
Stick around. Got Baldy on guitar here.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Can you play drums and sing?
Yeah, there's no way I could have actually done this. It sounds too good.
All right, here we go.
Oh, I gotta get out of here. I feel my bowels are rumbling to avoid a large tragedy. All I need is to run away. Oh, I gotta get out of here. Something's happening in my ear. As it fell down from his buns, and a child heard it pointed at Dave's pants, saying that man has the runs. Dave has the runs. Dave has the runs. And a hopeless man who messed his pants was leaking from his bum. Oh, poor Dave has the runs. Dave has the runs. Dave has the runs. Well, the poopy maker felt it on his thighs, but the worst was yet to come. 'Cause his bowels were bursting in the village square, and so he plugged it with his thumb.
Everybody now.
Dave has the runs. Dave has the runs. And a hopeless man who messed his pants was leaking from his bum. Oh, poor Dave has the runs. Dave has the runs.
Dave. All right, halfway through now.
Okay. Got another verse.
Yeah, Dave. Dave has the runs. Dave has the runs. Dave has the runs. Well, the storm was over and his fears were gone and his backside settled down. But poor Dave was panicked when he looked in his pants and saw he made another round. Dave has the runs. The runs, and he had to trudge. Pants full of fudge.
Fudge
to search for brand new drawers. Oh, boy. Dave has the runs. Dave has the runs. Dave has the runs. Dave has the runs.
Wow! My lord, you are impressive.
Oh, sir.
Dave is more impressive. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, you were given an impressive inspiration.
Yes. There's a lot of material to work with there.
Who would have thought Dave pooping himself in a store would be so inspirational to you, but we draw inspiration from wherever we can find it. And in these times, I feel like America needed that.
Thank you.